to count the red flags.
Oh my God.
It's the War of the Roses on the Dave Ryan Show on KDWB.
This is kind of an unusual War of the Roses because a lot of the War of the Roses we get are like 20-somethings and 30-somethings. I don't know how old our War of the Roses caller is, but his name is Michael.
Okay.
And he's been married for 25 years, Michael?
About 25 years.
Okay.
Thanks.
So, yeah. And you would never expect yourself to be on War of the Roses, I'm sure.
But... Never thought I'd be in a situation like this in the first place,
Well, tell us what's going on, because this is kind of like a different one, because normally we get people who have been dating or they've been married for a couple of years, but tell us what's going on.
We've been married about 25 years, right? So, Sharon, my wife, we have two kids. They're great. A while back, I found out that she was seeing somebody. We got... went to counseling. That worked out really well, recommended by a coworker. We got through that. Everything was fine. Everything seemed to be working out. Other than the fact that we went out to dinner the other night, her choice, we were there having a great time. We were with our kids. They're older now. She gets up, go to the bathroom, right? So we're just chatting. We're just talking about the evening with the kids. So the phone rings, and well, my wife's out in the bathroom, and it's face up. So when a phone rings on a table, and you know, everyone at the table, kind of your eyes go to it, and it's face up. And so I happen to notice it's Richard. Richard's the guy that she had this affair with just over probably 3 years ago.
Oh, wow.
So okay. The kids and I look at each other because they know who Richard is. They are clued into everything that happened.
Okay.
They're aware. They know who he is. So we don't say a word. We kind of look at each other, and we're kind of frozen. But my next reaction is I grab that phone. I grab it.
Yeah.
I answer it.
Oh.
And I say, "What are you doing calling my wife?
Oh, God.
Are you still seeing my wife?" And he hangs up right away. Just, I mean, click.
Oh, I'm sure. Phone. Yeah.
Yeah, because he's not going to start talking to... because he knows all about you. He knows that she was married, et cetera, et cetera. So what?
Yeah.
So then she comes back to the table, and what happens then?
Well, we're not sure what. The kids are all waiting for me to talk, right? So she comes back. I'm steaming. I'm just like, "Are you serious?" So she comes back. I say, "Your phone rang." Oh, she just says, "Oh yeah, yeah, it was Richard." And she goes, "What?" I said, "Yeah, Richard just called you. What's going on? Are you still seeing him?" And she just says no right away. She doesn't have, says no, no. I don't know why he's calling. I have no idea. And then she looks at her phone, calls him back, and just lights into him and says, "Why are you calling me? I don't know what you're thinking." And just rails him. And then she hangs up, doesn't even wait for him to respond, hangs up on him. And proceeds to tell us, I'm blocking his number. And I'm thinking, why didn't she block her number 3 years ago?
That's kind of what I was thinking. Like, why didn't she block his number? So your thoughts is that she's still got something going on with this guy, Richard.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I don't have a doubt.
What do the kids say? What do the kids say during all this? Are they just like quiet, stone faced, like, "Oh, damn"?
You know what? They don't have a clue what she's thinking, what mom's thinking, what I'm thinking. They're embarrassed, number one, because we're kind of loud in this restaurant.
Yeah.
Right? So I don't know. I really, they're the ones that had to go through all that.
Yeah.
I have no idea. I'm thinking that they're thinking the same thing I am, right? Why didn't she block the number? They're so tech savvy, right? It doesn't take much to block a number.
No.
You just block the number. So I'm thinking they're the same thing, that mom is still seeing this guy.
Yeah.
So since then, it's kind of been eating you alive that she's had something going or started something up. Either she never stopped seeing him or they're talking again because he's calling out of the blue.
Yeah. Right.
So here's what we can do. We call it War of the Roses. We're not going to offer to send the roses to the guy, but we can call and say, "Hey, you know, we're calling from your phone company or whatever, take the survey, you'll win a couple's, you know, couple's retreat or a couple's activity or something like that, and see who she chooses. So we'll pull a little, we'll set a little trap for her. You've heard us do War of the Roses before, Michael, so we'll set a little trap for her and then see who she picks. That's what you want us to do, right?
Well, no, but that's what I think I need to do. Okay. I have to do, right? To find out. I mean.
Well, I mean.
I guess I would at this point, yeah.
I mean, it's one of those things that's going to keep you awake at night wondering whether she's telling you the truth or whether she's lying
absolutely.
Again.
Absolutely. Yeah. All right. Absolutely. Yeah.
Let's do this. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll make the phone call. After that, we'll talk to Jonathan Fogel from Fogel Family Law and see what he thinks of the whole thing. Hopefully, you won't need Jonathan Fogel.
To the War of the Roses on the Dave Ryan Show on KDWB.
Okay, what do you think? What do you think's going on here? Is he overreacting? Is she guilty of something like this? I mean, should she be subjected to War of the Roses, or is this too much information, or is this too little evidence, or what do you think?
Someone said, I'm used to War of the Roses with young 20-year-olds, so this is, like, weird to listen to.
You totally.
Figure, I imagine adults should be able to handle this kind of situation after 25 years of marriage. Jeez. Another one said, oh, well, the poor kids. How embarrassing to have parents that can't be adults and handle their issues in private away from the kids. They will need therapy. I don't think he ever mentioned this, but his kids are adults.
Yeah. I think he said
they've been
20 or 22 years old. Yeah.
Which doesn't make it that much better anyway, because you still, at 20 years old, I would not want to be dealing with my parents' issues like this at all. But at least they're not 9 years old.
Mm-hmm. Let's make the phone call on War of the Roses and see who she chooses for, like, some sort of a couple's adventure. Then afterward, we'll talk to Jonathan Fogel. From Fogel Family Law, next on KDWB, but let's make that phone call.
This is the fun part, Sharon. We've gotten through all of the survey portion, and I get to set you up with a really fun couples class, and we have really cool options today. Now that it's actually a little bit warmer here, we have rooftop yoga you can do. We have paddleboarding, which I've done this before, and I was horrible at, but it's really fun. And we also have a cooking class. Which one of those sounds like the most fun with someone you'd like to bring along?
You know, I've always wanted to try paddleboarding.
Okay, perfect. Well, we'll set you up with that. And I'll get you all the details on which lake and location and everything. I'm going to make the reservation under your name, but I need to include your plus one's name. Who would you like to go paddleboarding with?
Michael.
Perfect.
I just have to break the news to you that this was a trap, Sharon. It's really not a survey. There's no class. It is a radio station. It's KDWB. Maybe you've heard of us, and we do a little feature every week where we try to find out whether somebody has seen somebody they shouldn't see. So we are on the phone with your husband, Michael. Michael wanted to see whether you would pick him for this couple's activity or somebody else named Richard. You know who Richard is, obviously.
Yes, I do.
And Michael is listening right now. So, Michael, how do you feel about what just happened?
I'm glad she chose me. I'm really glad.
Do you understand what's going on? I just want to make sure that you're kind of quiet. I'm just picturing you stunned silence. Do you kind of get what we just did, right?
So I totally understand. I deserve it. I own this. You're right.
So you're okay with the fact that he tested you because you know that everything seems sort of suspicious and there's a trust issue?
Absolutely. I screwed up and you know, this came out of nowhere, and I totally own this. I deserve it.
You don't hear that very often on War of the Roses. Honestly, Jonathan, most of the time when we do War of the Roses, you get the blowback of, like, I can't believe you don't trust me. I can't believe you're putting me on the spot. I can't believe this, blah, 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 blah. And there's a part of me that honestly thinks that he went a little bit too far, but I am not here to judge. Only after you leave, then I'll judge, like, completely. Jonathan Fogel, family attorney, and always here to help out with your advice if you are going through anything legal, considering a divorce, you're having difficulty with your ex or payments or custody, anything like that. Your person is Jonathan Fogel. But right now, morning, counselor.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing okay. What was your take on today's War of the Roses? Basically, If you didn't hear the first part, she had cheated with this guy, mm-hmm. Richard, before, and then they almost got a divorce. And the kids knew about it because apparently it was to the point where there was open knowledge
yeah.
that she was cheating with this guy named Richard and was going to leave dad for Richard. And then she stopped, and they went to counseling, and they were got back together, and they were at a restaurant not too long ago. She's in the bathroom. The phone rings, and it's Richard. And dad answers it in front of the kids, puts him on speaker. Why are you calling my wife?
Awkward, yeah.
Richard hangs up immediately. Mom comes back, and she's like, oh, what's everybody so glum about?
Yeah.
And so they busted her right there. Richard called.
Yeah.
Mom calls Richard and says, don't ever call here again.
Yeah.
Block the number.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's wondering, was this a lie? So, turned out she chose her husband for the activity.
Yeah.
Jonathan, what did you want to say?
It is just nice to see a happy ending to War of the Roses once in a while.
No kidding.
It is. Once in a while.
But I had a case, though, it wasn't exactly like this, but there was a case I had a long time ago where the husband was having an affair, and his lover, the person he was having an affair with, actually called the wife and was trying to extort money from her to try to keep it quiet. And they ended up getting a divorce, and the woman that he was having an affair with actually got charged criminally with extortion.
Extortion is illegal. If you try to bribe somebody to keep your secret, that's called extortion, mm-hmm. right?
Yes, right. Okay. You can, trying to obtain money from somebody through force or threats can be considered extortion. In this case, that's what she was trying to do. I mean, there wasn't a huge, she didn't go to jail, but the police were involved. They charged her, and they ended up reaching an agreement, but not a good idea to do that.
That happened to David Letterman like 10 or 15 years ago, maybe 20 years ago, because he was sleeping with one of the people who worked on the show. And somebody found out and said, hey, I know you're sleeping with that woman that works on the show. Give me $10 million or I'm going to tell everybody. And the guy got thrown in prison for extortion because you can't do that. Wow.
No. And look, some people think, hey, those people want to keep it quiet. I'm going to try to keep, do something. And the reality is, I think in that case with Letterman, he was like, you know what? I'm going to have this person go to jail. I'd rather come out with this than to pay this person off money. So,
okay.
But I wanted to talk about today, if I could, just for a second, I talked a lot about trying to help people get through a divorce. What I wanted to mention today is how to support someone that's going through a divorce.
Because we probably, most of us know somebody who is or just has gone through a divorce.
That's right. So I have four tips on how you can support somebody that's going through the divorce process. One is keep inviting them out, even if they decline. Because being isolated, going through a divorce can be very lonely, can be very difficult. And sometimes you feel like one group of people have outed you,
mm-hmm.
right? Sometimes people choose sides. So keep inviting that person out, getting out of the house, getting out and doing something fun every once in a while. Even if they keep declining, letting them know that you care about them is really important.
Okay.
The second thing is if they're moving, help them pack. It can be a painful process. Even something as easy as just putting sweaters in a suitcase can be a kind of indication your marriage is over, and that can bring up really tough feelings. So being there to help them pack. Can be a big help.
Okay.
Third thing is, however tempting it is, don't trash their ex. I know that seems really simple. Even if they're trashing their ex, you never know if they might get back together. And if you've been trashing their ex and then they get back together, you're not going to really be invited to their Christmas parties.
Totally.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the fourth one is just listen. Just be present, right? You don't have to give advice. You don't have to, ask them a lot of questions, but just being present as a sounding board for them can make all the difference for someone that's going through a divorce.
Great tips, Jonathan. If you want to get a hold of Jonathan, find him online at FogelFamilyLaw.com, F-O-G-E-L. Whether you're considering divorce or you now are being, your partner is divorcing you and you need representation, and you do, then get a hold of Jonathan, FogelFamilyLaw.com. Jonathan, have a good weekend. We'll talk to you next week, okay?
All right. You guys have a great week. Talk to you soon.
It's 101.3 KDWB.